At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
What do you think the best four-cylinder is?
It has to be the K series, hands down. Okay. There's so many other four cylinders out there. I mean, you got the 4Gs, you got the SRs. They're all great. They all can make a ton of power. But as far as the aftermarket availability, just the sheer volume of how many you can get your hands on. I mean, there's a reason why you see just K swaps popping up in everything if it's a four cylinder. I mean, you got them in drift cars, drag cars, like everyone is dabbling in the K-Series world. B-Series is great. Yeah, B-Series is king in the all-wheel drive Honda world because you got Speed Factory. They're keeping the B-Series trucking strong, but you can't deny the fact that the fastest four-cylinder in the Honda, out of all the Honda platforms, is a K-Series in a rear-wheel drive tube chassis car. The fastest, I'm pretty sure, I was going to say the only one is a K-Series, but I believe there's also an SR that's in the fives as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about the SR20s?
Like, they're great, but it comes back to, if you're looking at the broad question, what's the best case? Or not the best case. If you're looking at the if you're just asking the question, what's the best four-cylinder out there, and you're taking all variables, not just how much power it can make, not just how much they cost, just all of it. Look at every angle. K-Series is hands down, man. I mean, there's so many of them. They're super cheap. They used to be expensive, but now it's cheaper than a B-Series. You make 600-700 horsepower without even opening the thing up. You put some rods and pistons in it, it'll make 1,000. And it's just I just think it's no comparison to any other four-cylinder out there. If you just look at it at all angles,
yeah,
I will definitely say everyone has their place. There's fast Evos. There's fast, like you said, SR20s. But how many of them do you really see?
That's actually interesting. Do you feel like if we had SR20s the same, like it's sort of like the RB2J thing? It's like
they could all be great. I could easily say the 4G is the best. I could say the SR20 is the best. I could say any of them are the best. But when looking at it from all angles, if you're just a car guy and you say, I want the best four cylinder I can build right now, I got a decent budget, where do I go? I mean, if you don't do a K-Series, it's just, it doesn't make sense. It spins the right way so you can bolt it up to Chevy transmissions. They have adapters to everything you can think of, mm-hmm. and they just don't stop making more K-Series stuff. Everyone's R&D is going K-Series, K-Series, K-Series.
But do you think that makes it the best?
Why else would everyone be using it?
Well, I think accessibility. No?
I guess it's someone's definition of what the best is.
Right. So are we talking about the fact? Okay.
We got to start over, I guess. Maybe it's not the best engineered, but it's the best option for a car guy that wants decent power and they want parts to be available without spending a fortune.
No, it's definitely the best. It's probably one of the best engineered.
And engineered. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. I'm just trying to think of what our argument you could counter it with. But I mean,
I don't.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
I don't really know too much about the SR20 platform. But
neither do I.
The thing is, like I said, if...
I mean, what other big four cylinders are out there that are even in the conversation? You got like the Ecotex.
You got the 4AGE.
All the Hondas, the HDBKs. And
3SGT,
that's the Toyota one.
Yes,
but I mean, dude, come on, you look at all of them. It's just the K series is no question, man.
I know. I'm just trying to, like, you know,
where else? What other four cylinder can you go to the junkyard? It's gonna be guaranteed to be there in the junkyard the day you go. You can pull it out, pay the dude $600 for it, throw it in a car, throw a turbo kit on it, and make $600 to the tire with a good turbo kit and fuel system. What other stock block four-cylinder can go 200 without splitting the block in half or coming apart? And to be fair, I do have some knowledge that I'm pretty sure, as far as cast block goes, like the more like broad viewer might not know this, but the S2000 motor is nasty too.
You know, I already talked about this.
The S2000 motor is nasty because there's one that went a 6-0 on a cast block.
Was it King's Performance or
no, I think it's
inline pro.
It says Yoshi built on the side of it.
Oh,
they had the car here over at JBR.
Oh, it was recently.
I don't know when it ran the 5, but it was recently out in an event.
And yeah, it had an F series in it?
Yeah, an F. Cast. Damn. But they're working on doing a billet block. All I know is I can end it off by saying, as of today, the fastest four-cylinder in the world is a K-Series. Billet, obviously, but that record still stands. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it got broken in the last like month or two and I didn't hear about it, but...
Nah, the Ecotec is up there too, bro.
But...
Ecotec. But... Nah, but you're right, you're right.
I'll put it to you this way too. You ain't going to build a 600-horsepower Ecotec on Temu. Because I can go on Temu right now and buy a K-Series turbo manifold... Mounts, yeah. Everything I need.
You might be able to, honestly. You could probably find some stuff on Temu or eBay.
I could build a whole 500 horsepower Civic for, I bet, under $5,000 off Temu. I bet I could do it right now with a K-Series.
I'm going to have to build
You ain't going to get that with another four-cylinder.
Somebody out there build the Ecotec.
And the K-Series is the perfect gateway for car guys. It's the perfect starter platform. If you're on a budget, you're not making a lot of money, but you want to actually have something that's pretty fast and respectable. You can make 400 or 500 horsepower.
Yeah.
Bone stock K. You don't even have to know how to take a valve cover off.
Right.
Put a turbo on it. Find a tuner. Make 500 horsepower and go mop up on all your friends with Hellcats.
Or you can just buy a Saturn and have an Ecotec and smoke everybody with that too.
You're not going to get me with the Ecotec argument.
No, I'm playing. No, but you're right. You got that.
If you guys want to see the Boosted Boys car collection tour video, make sure you click the link pinned below in the comments.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.